First, I'd like to say I'd like to give honor to God, who's the head of our life and our family. Amen. And he's not just God in our family. He has a name, and his name is Justice. That's our God. You can call him what you want, but we call him Justice. His name is Justice. And I'm not going to direct a question to any of these gentlemen, but I am going to speak the truth. When we get up as a family and we're ready to wash our face, we wash it with our tears. When we go to bed at night and we want to wash our face and wash our hands before we eat and dine, we wash it with tears. We don't need no running water. We need justice. Right. The men that are standing here today, no, I'm not angry with you. I'm kind of giving it some thought because I spoke last night and I said this in front of my brother Jack. It's confirmation, Jack, today. Glory to my justice, God. Put down your badge. Put down your uniform. Put down your position and stand with us as a family for justice. I don't care where you come from, what you look like, who you praise, who you don't praise, because you can't walk our shoes as a family. But we are determined as a family that our God called Justice will give us justice. I am so proud to be standing here with the leaders of Justice.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in the system, but I gotta remember that the system is made by man, not by my God, Justice. So what man does, I cannot excuse, and I cannot accept apology until you walk with justice and integrity and upright. Because we can't sleep at night. And if you can go home and get your paycheck and you can sleep at night, what took place with my godson, Oscar Grant, then you sleep and let that blood be on your hands. Because we're not in Iraq. You want to carry militant weapons? Then you go to Iraq. Because we want justice. We all pay our tax dollars some kind of way, but we're double paying when we're paying into weapons that is costing us money, and we're taking away from education from our children that is our future, and we're taking away medical that is taken away from our elderly and our young children. Whether you're white, black, Chinese, Latino, we got countries that we can turn on the news to and see that they don't have running water.